Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. What do you like to do for fun?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is sports.
Today's title is bowling. Bowling. Peter, do you like bowling?
You bet I do. It's so fun to hang out with friends and go bowling at night sometimes.
I agree. When I was younger, my dad worked at a recreation center. It had a bowling alley, so we went all the time. It was really fun.
Wow, that sounds like a very lucky childhood.
I agree. Well, friends, let's get started learning about bowling. Here's Peter with the Read It.
Rob and Sandy Sport are talking about bowling. Sandy goes bowling every week. Bowling is challenging. You roll a ball and try to knock down all 10 pins. If your ball knocks down all the pins, you throw a strike. Bowling balls can be heavy. Your bowling ball should be about 10% of your body weight.
We have a special guest on the show today. Her name is Sandy Sport.
And what sport are we talking about today?
Bowling!
Yes, this is a fun sport to do even if you have never tried it before. Anyone can bowl.
Well, I don't know if everyone can bowl.
What are you talking about?
Well, not everyone is good at every sport, although bowling is a little easier than some.
All right, well, let's get started. Here are those keywords with our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 今天的主题是保龄球运动, bowling. We are talking about bowling today. 打保龄球就是要让球滚出去,然后击倒前方的球瓶。击倒就是 knock down, 动词 knock 有碰撞或敲击的意思。 打拳击的时候就是要把对方击倒, knock him down quickly. 请注意 knock这个字的字首 K不发音, 保龄球的球瓶就叫做 pin. You try to knock down all 10 pins. 全倒的话就得到一个 strike, 这个字本身就是打击的意思, 在保龄球运动中是全倒的意思。 Let me throw a strike. 保龄球的球重量不太一样, 一般来说,你应该拿你本身体重十分之一重量的球, 重量就是 weight, 体重的10%就是 10% of your body weight.
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now here's your host, Rob.
Hello friends, welcome to Let's Talk. Today we're talking about sports. Please help me welcome to the program, Sandy Sport. Welcome to the program, Sandy Sport.
Thank you, Rob. What sport are we talking about today?
Let's talk about bowling.
Bowling is fun. I go bowling every week.
You must really enjoy it.
I do. It's very challenging. In bowling, you roll a ball down a lane.
And you try to knock down all 10 pins.
So, Peter, I have to tell you something.
What, Pauline?
I have been bowling.
Oh, that's great. I bet you love it.
I really do. I'm excited to talk about it today. When I was little, I went bowling a lot.
Me too. When I was a kid, for everyone's birthday, you would always go bowling. You weren't very good, but at least it was fun to be with friends.
Well, I think this is going to be a fun topic today. For bowling, you can get a group of friends together, like you said, for a birthday, and everybody has fun together.
Yes, bowling is fun, and grammar is too.
Well, maybe not as fun as bowling, but learning grammar from Rebecca is fun. Let's go to her right now.
Hey everyone, I know that today you are going to have a lot of fun. Why? Well, you get to learn a grammar point. In today's grammar point, you're going to learn how to use a verb with an ing as a noun. Let's look at a few examples. First, bowling is fun. Well, you could also say bowling is hard. Another example would be speaking English is difficult, but with practice you can do it. So friends, don't forget to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. We can talk about all sorts of activities like this. Cooking is fun. Running is fun.
And if you can find a friend, practicing with them will be more fun.
We hear from Sandy that she likes bowling a lot. In fact, she goes bowling every week. That is very often.
We also learn how to talk about doing this activity. You go bowling. Some students might want to use the word do, which is a good guess. But let's visit Christina to learn more about this.
Sandy 说她每星期都去打保龄球。I go bowling every week. 通常我们会用 go 加上某种活动的动名词来表示从事某一种运动或休闲活动。除了 go bowling 之外，我们常用到的还有 go shopping 去逛街购物， go hiking 去爬山健行， go fishing 去钓鱼， go camping 去露营， go skating 去溜冰，还有去游泳 go swimming。所以你可以说 She goes hiking every morning. 她每天早上都去爬山。或者 Let's go camping sometime this summer. 我们今年夏天找个时间去露营吧。
Thanks, Christina. I want to talk about this sentence some more. I go bowling every week. We say the action, go bowling, then we say how often.I go grocery shopping twice a week.
I go to work every day. I go hiking every month. I go camping a few times a year. And friends, you can probably say, I practice English every day.
Well, Sandy goes bowling once a week. That is often. She must really like it.
Yes, she does. When you use the word must, it'sused like you're saying a suggestion about something that seems very clear.
You are going to Paris this winter, London in the spring, and then Rome in the summer? You must like traveling.
And you must be happy and rich. That must be very expensive.
Well, let's get back to Sandy. What is one reason why she likes bowling?
She likes it because it's very challenging. And that's today's...
Calendar phrase!
It's very challenging.
It's very challenging.
那很有挑战性。
Do you enjoy bowling?
It's very challenging.
Can you knock down the pins?
It's very challenging.
Can you score points?
It's very challenging.
What is most challenging?
Lifting the bowling ball. It's really heavy.
It's very challenging.
It's very challenging.
那很有挑战性。
That was a fun and challenging calendar phrase. So, in bowling, we learned in our lesson that you roll a ball down a lane.And you try to knock down all 10 pins.
Hopefully you can do that. It can be difficult, though. If your ball goes to the side, it goes in the gutter, and then you don't hit any pins. That's no fun.
Well, friends, we'll get back to this, but right now we need to take a short break. See you soon.
Welcome back from the break, friends. So So some sports are better to play by yourself. Others you can play with a big group. How many people can go bowling?
Well, you could play by yourself, but I don't imagine that would be fun. Usually you go with a group of friends. You can play with 2, 3, 4. I've seen people play with 6 or 8.
Wow.
There are many lanes, so many people can play together.
I think that's what makes bowling fun, actually. Well, friends, we hope you're having fun with us today. Let's keep learning with Conversation B.
If you knock all the pins down, you throw a strike.
Do you get a lot of points for a strike?
Yes, you do. If you can get a lot of strikes, you can win.
Are bowling balls heavy?
Some of them are. Your ball should be about 10% of your body weight.
Really? I didn't know that.
So now we are talking about how bowling is played. We can learn more about the sport.
Well, before we do, Peter, can you review how to play this sport?
Sure. In bowling, you roll a ball down a lane, and you try to knock down all 10 pins.
Knock down. When there is something standing up and you hit it and it falls over, then you've knocked something down.
I used to play American football with my friends. I had fun knocking them down on the field.
Well, I'm glad I did not play that sport. But sometimes at home, I might knock down a glass or something. I hate it when I do that.
So here is your test today, Pauline. What if you knock down all 10 pins?
Oh, I remember. It is called a home run, a hit.
No, you must be talking about baseball. It is called a strike, though.
Oh, you see, I knew it. It was one of those baseball words. Strike. Strike 3 strikes and you're out.
Pauline, you are going to confuse our friends. That is wrong. That is a different sport.
Okay, well, I think I confused myself. Can you help?
Okay, so for bowling, you get 2 chances to throw the ball down the alley to knock the pins down. If you do it on your first throw, that is called a strike.
What if you do it on the second throw?
That is still very good. That is called a spare.
But you get more points for a strike, right?
Yes, you do. If you can get a lot of strikes, you win.
I see. So then you count your points, and by the end of the game, the person with the most point wins.
Which can be tiring by the end of the game. Bowling balls are really heavy.
Oh, right. We learned that there are bowling balls that should be about 10% of your body weight. Wow, that's a lot.
Yes, and that's the way we choose the ball's weight. So we should say the percentage of something. 10% of your body weight. Or 10% of dogs can speak English.
10% of dogs speak English? Well, did you know that 100% of our friends don't believe you?
Oh, come on, Pauline. I read that 43% of people believe anything when you say a percentage.
And now I know you are 100% making that up. Let's just go to Christina and learn more about this sentence.
打保龄球之前要知道自己该拿多重的球。一般来说可以拿自己体重的十分之一重的球。 Your bowling ball should be about 10% of your body weight. 从这个句子里我们可以来学学怎么用英文讲百分比。首先我们先确认 P-E-R-C-E-N-T, percent, 这个字的念法。这个字的重音在第二个音节,换句话说重音是在后面。 很多人会把重音念错,念成第一个音节,听起来就像 person,但是这个字应该念成 percent,重音在后面的 percent,体重的10%就是 10% of your body weight,注意虽然是10个百分比,但是这里的 percent 不可以加 s,只能用单数的。 要说 30% of the land 或 90% of the books, percent 都用单数就好。
Thanks, Christina. Well, 100% of the time, we review our keywords here on our show, so we shouldn't disappoint you, friends. Let's review our keywords together now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Bowling. Bowling. Bowling is Tim's favorite sport.
Knock. Knock. He knocked over the glass and it broke.
Pin. Pin. The bowling pins are on the floor.
Strike. Strike. Ken bowled today and got 4 strikes.
Weight. Weight. What is the weight of the box? Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords at home. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today we're talking about sports. Please help me welcome to the program, Sandy Sport. Welcome to the program, Sandy Sport.
Thank you, Rob. What sport are we talking about today?
Let's talk about bowling.
Bowling is fun. I go bowling every week.
You must really enjoy it.
I do. It's very challenging. In bowling, you roll a ball down a lane.
And you try to knock down all 10 pins.
If you knock all the pins down, you throw a strike.
Do you get a lot of points for a strike?
Yes, you do. If you can get a lot of strikes, you can win.
Are bowling balls heavy?
Some of them are. Your ball should be about 10% of your body weight.
Really? I didn't know that.
Wow, that bowling ball looks really heavy. You must need to be really strong to throw it over your head at the pins.
Pauline, throw? No, that's not how you throw a bowling ball. I know you know that.
Okay, well, tell us, how do you throw the ball?
Well, hold the ball slightly to your side, just like this, with your bowling hand underneath the ball, and your other hand resting on the bottom of the ball for extra support, because this, let me tell you, is heavy.
Okay, then what?
Well, you see the lane right here. You want to walk towards the lane. You want to aim for the middle of the lane. There are dots on the lane, so you know where the middle is.
That's right, those help. Then you swing the ball back and throw it.
Yes, exactly. Now, you also have a foot that you want to slide, too.
Oh, how do you do that, Peter?
Well, when you go bowling, you wear special shoes.
Oh, that's right, which you definitely want to be wearing shoes. You don't want to drop a bowling ball on your bare feet.
I have heard about that. Susie must have gotten really hurt.
That sounds terrible. Well, anyway, so you're going to have these special shoes that help you slide on the floor, right?
That's right. Your last step, you slide your back foot. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this chit-chat, but now it's time to go to Jungle Chit-Chat.
Guess what I did?
I don't know. What?
I joined a bowling team.
But Ginger, you don't know how to bowl.
I can learn. Bowling is so easy.
Ginger, bowling is challenging.
All you do is roll the ball.
You roll the ball and knock down pins.
It sounds so easy.
Well, it's not. Besides that, Bowling balls are heavy.
That's okay. I'm strong. Oh! But I'm sure I'll get lots of strikes, so there.
Well, maybe. And maybe not.
What makes the world go round? It came to earth when Jesus came down. So celebrate his birth today. The gift of love is here to stay. Love, love, it's in the world today.
One thing, though, when you go bowling, be careful. Make sure your shoes slide, but not too much. I have been with people where we went to take our swing and then, fell because it was too slippery.
Whoa, yes, you do need to be careful. Every time you go bowling, you have these special shoes. But you do need to be careful while you're walking, especially with the heavy ball.
That's right. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today's lesson. We enjoyed it, and we hope you'll come back tomorrow for another day right here at
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.